Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Oh, he's been so good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He woke us up this morning.
Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
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 At this time.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Give us the housekeeping.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take out your Bibles. Have your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Composition notebook or something to take notes on. Something to write with. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. It's a meal that heals.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may want to stay and talk before someone. Hallelujah. Don't forget to write down their names. Write down names of people you met last week. People that might have said, pray for me. People that you know they need a breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Yes.
People
yes.
that have their names on the altar. Hallelujah. Keep their names on the altar until you know that the work has been done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put your neighbor's name down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Person, somebody you met at the gas station. Hallelujah. Might be grocery at the grocery store. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Right.
They don't have to know you're praying for them, but you want to see the result. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset your alarm. Hallelujah. 5 minutes prior to the time of a starting. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. Every morning. We have praise and worship at 7 a.m.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We ask God to start the morning off in first thing, and God blesses your whole day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He just takes it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't stress that enough. Hallelujah. Start your day off with the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Every morning at 7 a.m. and Tuesday evening, we had Institute of Biblical Learning down to the wire. Hallelujah. Coming to the end of the semester,
yes.
And then Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mark your calendars. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. Men's and Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll see you in another month. Hallelujah. You want all these things on your calendar. From 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship, and 7:50 to 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. And then on Sunday, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Out at 3 o'clock p.m. Yes, that's at 3 o'clock p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't forget to tune in while you're on vacation.
That's
hallelujah. You can still enjoy the Lord while you're on vacation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 We also have a new cash app. That's $TPH, which stands for the Promise House, 2023. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first and second Sundays of the month is the Promise House Challenge. Hallelujah. Which is knowing the daily family confession of faith by heart. Hallelujah. And first and second Sundays of the month is also the Pastor's Corner with yours truly.
Yes.
The third Sunday of the month, hallelujah, is the Birthday Corner. Hallelujah, this is the Angie, and the church honors the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our children. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They are learning the word of God.
Yeah,
so Hallelujah. I say good news, youth club, because the youth are in and they are learning good news because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Good news is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And they are learning the word of God. Hallelujah. Under the direction of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our children are learning the word. Hallelujah. We have children 4 to 17 or 18, bring them out. Let them be under the word of God. Let them learn the word. Hallelujah. They need to know about Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting minister that comes in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And the visiting ministry gift this month is Pastor Maxine.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us know what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bring us the right now word. Thank you, Lord. And then after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sit down under the table, at the table, and feast on Hallelujah. You don't have to pay for it. Just come out and have a good time with the saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. If you aren't able to stay, we'll take it for you to go. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful.
Give him a fist bump. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Get out of your seat. Go around for folks. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love
you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of me, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Put yourself in motion. Have a motion, long life. Have a motion. It's a of Almighty God, the company of every minute of every day, and may the favor of God be with you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I pray for your family. Bless you to God.
Bless you
to God. Bless you
to God.
Bless you to God. Bless you to God. Bless you to God. Bless you to God. Bless you to the glory of the King, and our restless words of the Lord, of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I thank you. May God bless the blessings of the Lord. Yes, I thank you for the blessings of the Lord.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, since y'all love folk and you done told folk,
hallelujah,
it's a good time to pray for some folk, to intercede for others. Because somebody prayed for us.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
They were, we weren't even thinking about God, and they prayed for us.
That's right.
We were out there doing our own messy thing, and they thought about us, and they called our name to the Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We were crooked and all messed up, and they called out our name.
Yes. Yeah.
We weren't where we were supposed to be, and they called out our name. We weren't doing what we should be doing, and they called out our name. And because they did that, we can call out some names. We're going to pray for others.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're going to start with our homes.
Amen.
And then we're going to work outward, yes, calling out people.
Yes, yes, yes.
So as I play the selection, the prayer in the background, articulate, verbalize, name those names.
Thank
call
you.
Out your family, your friends, your co-workers, your church members, your neighbors, even your enemies. Call out their name because everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs the Lord. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail us much.
Thank you, Jesus.
James 5:16. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says he inhabits the praise of his people. Psalms, I think it's 22 and verse 3. Hallelujah. So when the praises go up,
the blessing comes down.
But that's the Lord will
take care of it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name to those who believe. Brother Boshikiri, before the Lord. Come back, kingdom be done, that will like to be in my family, my wife, myself. Nicky Daniel, Shelly and Sam, Christian Keith, Tiny Girl, Tayvon Kimberly, Tia Lisa Keith, Michael and Mark, and Ariana, Reynolds and Don, Reggie, Malachi, Malachi, David, Jaheed, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Trayvon, Austin, Gonzalez, Aiken, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Dave, Joshua, Lauren, Knowledge, Darcy, James Jr., Julie, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Shanita, Regina, Bryce, Corey, Corey, Antonio, Pepper, Seneca, Brown, Rachel, Bernie, Churchill, Damon, Preston, Lorena, Tristan, Johnson, Joe, Lashley, Anna, James, and Becky, Hallelujah, Juliet, Andrea, David, and Tina, Leslie, Virginia, Bill, Cassandra, Brendan, family, White, David, LeBlanc, I thank you, Tommy, Orange, and family, Hallelujah, Chaplain, Emma, Carolina, Timmy, Robbie, and family,
Evangelist Levine Gamble and family. Evangelist Church
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. I feel my help coming, y'all. Watch out there. Oh, there's healing in the camp today. Somebody needs to reach out and touch the hem of his garment right now. Somebody got trouble at home. They got trouble on the job. They got trouble in their community. I want to ask there's healing in the camp today.
Everywhere you are, God.
presence of the Lord is here. He's blowing his breath upon you right now.
Are you seriously armed and dangerous? That's all under prayer number 3. That's what God's youth to be holy, to ask, give sight, and receive. And these are the prayers that we'll be passing up among the people today to go with the first two that we gave you. They're going to be 9 altogether. So if you look in your archives, we'll study a couple of weeks ago, you should have 1 and 2. And today, we're going to pass out 3 and 4 to the people.
Hallelujah.
So they can have a step.
Thank you.
They're precious. you, but they're most precious to our Father God.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We thank God for this opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our text is found where?
Amen.
That scripture gives the best, to my knowledge or to my understanding, of the Holy Spirit. So that's our text, y'all. Y'all at home or wherever you are, you get your Bible and you can go there. And we're not going to do it verbatim because, you know, we don't do verbatim. Hallelujah. But what we do, we do as unto the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father.
For those who keep the most in the text of the day, it says to examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Your husband.
Yourself.
Your wife.
Yourself.
The pastor.
Yourself.
The first lady.
Yourself.
The second lady.
Yourself.
The neighbor.
Yourself.
Your boss.
Yourself.
Okay. Examine yourself. Y'all stop trying to examine everybody else. Examine yourself. And we do it in the light of the Word of God. Is that all right?
All right.
We don't compare ourselves to nobody else.
Amen.
But the Word of God.
Right, yeah.
And we compare ourselves to ourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
It takes a lot of pressure off of you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because
you don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Because the Joneses may be on their way to hell. You want to keep up with them? Keep up with Jesus. That's the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But in the text of the day, it says to examine yourself. And that's in the light of the Word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shit. Keep
it.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:14. Let me back up. I'm sorry. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We take communion worthily, because we rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves.
Yes.
Healing to ourselves.
Yes.
Life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Yes.
Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but declare the work of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said you're not a man that you should lie. Neither the Son of Man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. And that's one thing you put above yourself today. It's your word, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. So on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks,
we take the bread. Your body
is this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup.
Our thank you, Lord.
In memory of all.
Thank you, Lord.
That was shed for us. Lord,
thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out outside, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural, greater miracles right now, all over the world. Cancers disappearing, tumors dissolving, high blood pressure coming to normal. The glucose levels coming to normal. New knees, new kidneys, new lungs, new hearts. Arthritis disappearing. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases disappearing. Allergies that are life-threatening disappearing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mental stress and anguish disappearing. Depression disappearing. We thank you, Lord. 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 For healing in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. St. John chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 1 verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26. Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 26. For those take care for 4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4:4: 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we are in peace together. and that we may be justified, and we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. I say, God, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, my mother, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. Mother, the book will say, see it, I'm alone. Brother, get sick, create a money, I'm on top, coming out of my child. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, mama, because it already comes.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries.
Yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes.
We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust.
Yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, and brings to nil. All of the reverses and limits, utterly destroys every every curse against us and our family, every felony, every victory. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every felony, hex, every victory. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, in Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, replaces, delivers, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion of the day. We give up to you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are,
yes,
we boldly share our family daily confession on today.
Yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold masons here. We're good to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Do one. Verses 24 and 25.
Thank you,
24
Lord.
And 25. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
And let the blood-washed saints of God say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, in the power of his
might. For Jesus is Lord. Who said that?
Hallelujah!
Come on up here and get yourself up. Come on up here.
Hallelujah!
Take whichever one you want on it.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah!
No, you go ahead. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter.
Glory.
I know you've been working hard this whole week. It's been rough. Hallelujah. Good.
Hallelujah.
Especially dealing with your husband. Your husband. Your husband's a mess. So I understand. Did I hear amen over there? Hey, Lord Jesus. Shall I rebuke in Jesus' name? I'm going to leave my Hallelujah. Anyhow, I need to ask you one thing, if I may.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well,
the Lord. Time for the word.
Well, we thank God. You know what?
Yes.
I had the privilege and the honor of presenting to mostly introducing to some, I don't know if there are any visitors here, but a mighty woman of God.
Yes.
A Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyed, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word.
Yes.
Someone that I've known for 3 years. Not going to tell you how long, because my husband might beat me up after service.
Yes.
But, go ahead,
I got your back.
Oh, you got my back. All right. I want peace in the camp. I feel it. So I've been knowing her for a bunch of days. And she's been a holy person, a Holy Ghost filled person ever since I met her. From the first day to this day.
Amen, amen.
Now, I can't speak for tomorrow, because I don't know what might happen tomorrow. I have to come down and pick her up out of the bar or something. I don't know. But today, be holy today. I'm trying, oh God, somebody protect me from a pastor building. Yeah. Oh Lord, I'm totally joking, Pastor Fielders. Oh Lord Jesus. But she's been a mighty woman of God.
Amen.
I tell you, the folk have been healed and delivered at her voice.
Thank you.
At her spoken word.
Amen.
And you know she speaks the word of God.
Yes, she does.
So I take pleasure, and it's an honor for me to present and introduce to all of you none other than Pastor Maxine Lee.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Excuse me. I forgot to tell you, Pastor Maxine, you have 3 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. So let the Lord have his way. I'm joking again. I'm totally joking.
I got too much money up on my feet. 3 minutes.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Yes.
I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. gonna let it shine, Lord, this big light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Have mercy.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I was telling my husband, and I was telling the daughter, Sister Green, this has been a really challenging more closer to the mic. Am I too close or not?
Okay, we work it out.
Okay. Well, while they're working it out, just let you know. This has been just a challenging time to come this month and to minister the word of God to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I told the Father, I was in prayer, and I told the Father, I said, what's going on? I said, because usually, you know, when I go before the Father for a message, he just simply drop it in my spirit.
Uh-huh.
And I was having such a hard time, and I said, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but the enemy has been battling me, oh, for a long time.
The devil is alive.
But I'm so glad that I'm a child of the
King. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes, it's my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And he comes right when I need him.
Yes, yes. Thank God.
God keeps this from falling on me. It looks like okay, there we go. sick in my body, but I was pressing my way.
Yes.
I pressed my way for this one thing, and I wanted every last one of you to remember this. The prophet or the apostle, Sandra Hayden, I was home, minding my own business, and the phone rang. And when the phone rang, I picked it up, and it was the apostle, Sandra Hayden. And she said to me, she said, are you going to come to the convention? And I said, I don't think I'm coming this year. And she said, yes, you are. You're going to be there. Okay. And at first, my spirit, not God, but my spirit wanted to say, no, I'm not either. Okay. But the Holy Spirit in me, the Christ in me, said, tell her yes, you'll be there. And when I told her yes, she said, don't worry about it. She said, I got the call. Then, praise God. Now, she didn't detect that I was saying no because I wasn't feeling good in my body. Okay. But God knew. Amen. Praise God. So I went to both of the services, and I mean it, and it was powerful. God was just blessing the people with his word. Amen. And then on the second night, or I'm going to say second day, really, when we went to the service, I was tired, and I had, the apostle had signed a seat up in the front, and I had told my daughter, Lorene, I said, no, I'm going to sit in the back, and she said, Mom, she said, but the apostle, Sandra, had south seats up in the front, and I said, no, I'm going to sit in the back. I'm going to let you know the process of God, okay? So we sat in the back. She didn't argue with me. She just said, okay, Pastor, that's where you want to sit. That's where we're going to sit. So we sat in the back, all right? When we were sitting in the back, the prophet of that house, okay, Pastor Kenneth, I think he's the apostle too, I'm not for sure, but I know they always call him Pastor, okay. The prophet at that house came up to me. I was sitting in, I didn't know this man, never seen him, okay. He came up to me and said, you're going to get healed in this house today. Is this seat where you're sitting?
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
So, actually, my seat was illustrated by the Lord to sit
right
there.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
So, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to pray for me. God's going to heal me. He went on about his business. Okay. Service went on. And service was over, okay? And we was dismissed to go eat lunch and then come back for the evening service.
Yes, yes.
And I told my daughter, Lorene, I said, I'm going to sit in the seat. Okay. And so I sat in the seat because I was waiting for the prophet of that house to come and pray for me. Because he said, the God said, told him to tell me, I was going to get healed in this seat. So I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and no prophet. Okay. Service went on. The two twin prophets, amen, got used in a powerful way. And they were praying over people, amen. Hallelujah. And I just didn't have the strength to go up there. Praise God. And another prophet walked past me. And he smiled. And he went out in the vestibule. And then he came back. And he looked at me and he smiled. And he went up on the pulpit. Amen. And he let the other two prophets do what God had designed for them to do. Amen.
Amen.
And then he asked them, he said, this mother, I think he called me a mother, this mother tried to get up front to get healed, but she couldn't. She couldn't get me. He said, but God has given me a word for her. And I'm telling you, Pastor, it was God. I didn't know any of these men. They all were prophets, and God used them in a particular way. And when he stood on that pulpit and began to call out all the sickness and disease that was attacking my body, I knew it was coming from God,
thank
the Father
you.
God.
Yes.
Because I hadn't told nobody what was going on. Amen? And he just named it from head to toe.
Hallelujah.
And he said, God is going to heal you. And he said, even the tumor, and I hadn't even said to nobody, that's pulled on your head. God is going to be solved.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said the blood clots that are in your leg, God is taking them away.
Thank you.
He said the kidney that the enemy is trying to make go bad, he said, God is taking it away.
Whatever the Lord said, number
he said that other disease of the fluid coming in your body where the enemy, praise God, is trying to make it go up,
yeah,
hallelujah, into your lungs and your heart cavity. You say, God is causing it to go away.
All right now.
I just thank you, praise
thank
God,
you.
Because Jesus. I know it came from God.
Thank you.
Leaving, going home, amen. And Pastor Vernon came and how you doing? And we, you know, he called me Sister Maxine, and sometimes he called me, you know, Pastor Maxine. It doesn't matter how you do. And he looked at me, and I said, can you pray for me? Because I was doing all this coughing. And he started praying for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God had him to lay hands on my chest. Amen.
The Lord.
And he went off speaking in tongues. Amen. Praise God. And God showed him, hallelujah, in the spirit where the devil was trying to put me in a coma.
Oh my God.
And God used the man of God to rebuke that.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. You know, I thank God for righteousness.
Yes. Yes.
I thank him because he said we are the righteousness of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And I thank God, amen, for the testimony that I can be a testimony unto the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
That I can be a testimony to my family.
Yes.
That I can be a testimony to the little ones.
Yes.
That I can be a testimony to everywhere I go.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
thank you. And over the years, amen, God has used me to be a testimony.
Thank you.
And I told the Father, I said, when my back, amen, started hurting, and when I got the knee replacements, amen, you know, most people only have to get maybe one knee replacement.
Yes.
But I had to get four. I had to get two on both legs.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So there's one of my hymns, a walking with the cane, but the walker. But I tell the enemy every day, if I could sit in the sanctuary and preach the gospel, I will preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You see, the calling of God is unrepentant.
Yes.
We're going to be judged
yes.
whether we was obedient to our call. Amen. And I tell the enemy every day, I'm going to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, I can't deny that God didn't call. None of you can deny that God didn't call.
Amen.
Amen. We can't even deny that we didn't even hear the word of God. Because in the United States, you can hear it on the radio. You hear it on the television. They got churches on every corner. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just need to just stop.
Yes,
and just look at the blessings that God has blessed us with.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Because he has blessed us.
Yes,
and he is with us. And I know that my Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah.
I know, hallelujah,
thank you,
that my Redeemer lives.
Yes, yes.
I know, amen, hallelujah. Yes. I can stand and cry out,
hallelujah.
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 Because he's been so good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
he's
you,
been
Jesus.
So good to me.
Yes, yes.
And I trust him. Amen.
Yes.
I trust him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I trust him better than myself. All I have to do is just call on him.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And he's right
thank
there.
You, Jesus.
He's
thank
never
you.
Left me,
thank you, Jesus.
Nor forsake me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as I was praying, amen, hallelujah, and the Father God, let me go this way, amen.
Yes.
This is not the way I was going to go.
Hallelujah.
But the Father God led me to go because you need to know the goodness, children.
Amen.
You need to know the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
He never will fail you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And your friends will fail you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Your classmates will fail you.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus
never will fail.
He's always there.
Always.
And he always will hear. And he always will answer your prayer. Amen.
Yes.
He's a good brother. Amen.
Yes.
And our Father God, he's a good daddy. Amen.
Yes.
And all he wants us to do is just to love him.
Yes.
That's all he asks. He just asks you to love him. If you love him, you're going to keep his commandments.
Amen.
If you love him, you're going to be obedient to him.
Yes.
If you love him,
yes,
you're going to be a witness for him.
Yes.
This is what God. And we're living in a time and in a season that is a lot of turmoil going on.
Yes.
A lot of people going through. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. It's death on every hand. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
It's people that are sick and going to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
I got a phone call last night at 3 o'clock in the morning. A young man, amen, had got hit by a truck and they wanted prayer. Hallelujah. I got a call, praise God, about a week ago.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It was a 91-year-old lady. She had got sick with COVID and she was in the hospital on the ventilator.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they called for prayer.
Yes.
And we prayed, amen. Yes. And she's home.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's no secret for God to do what he's done for others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to learn how just to stand on the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
How to stand, amen.
Hallelujah.
And trust him.
Oh, yes.
How to stand and believe, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because if you stand on God's word, hallelujah, you can do like the Father had allowed his son Jesus to do in the garden. Hallelujah. And when he was up on the mountain of Olives, what did he tell Satan? It is written, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is written. His word will not fail you. His word will stand forever.
Right.
His word will do it for you. Because the Father God has ordained it. He has established it. He has, praise God, proclaimed it. Hallelujah. And Satan cannot.
Hallelujah.
Anything about the word. And this is why it's so important that when you, amen, praise God, are going through something, you stand on the word.
Stand on the word.
Stand on it. And you can say, some of you that are young and just wish come out, I wish the other ones would have, could have been here today. Hallelujah. The secret is standing on the word. Doctor. And doctor tells you and he preaches it to you and he teaches to you. And you are to quote the word.
That's right.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
You do it in the morning.
Hallelujah.
You do it in the afternoon.
Hallelujah.
And you do it in the evening. Hallelujah. You quote the word.
Yes.
What is the word? We quoted it this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. We quoted the word this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus.
Yes.
He took 39 stripes
on
his back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And we are healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I tell him every day, children is the healing bread.
Yes.
I am one of God's children.
Yes.
I am a child of God.
Yes.
And not eat the bread of his.
Thank you,
Jesus. By Jesus' strength.
Right.
He's done it for me.
Yes.
He paid the price.
Hallelujah.
He shed his blood.
Thank
he
you.
Went through the, all the pain and
Thank
the agony.
Yes.
You know, sometimes my legs, they would swell up. So my husband can testify of this. And I would be in pain. But sometimes they would even swell even bigger. And I didn't feel not one thing.
Oh, my God.
Because Jesus just came. And I thank and praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I tell the Father, I tell him every day, I don't care what the devil do. What the devil say or how the devil act. I'll tell the world that Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stand on the word.
Hallelujah.
Trust him. The word says trust him. And lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct another thing I say to him, and I thank God, and I'm going to close. I'm not keeping you long, because this is the way God wanted me to go. I got notes and stuff that keep you longer, but this is what God told me to share with you. And one of the things I say to the Father, I said, my footsteps are ordered by you. Therefore, my footsteps are ordered by you. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I know that you have ordered it.
That's right.
And I even went a little further. I said, if I do good and I'm on the good side, you're with me, Father.
That's right.
If I'm on the bad side, you would be Father.
That's right.
Because my footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Remember that. You're a child of God.
Hallelujah.
And God has ordered your footsteps. And you're not going to go anywhere and do anything. Amen. Because he's ordering your footsteps. I was ordered to be here this morning. Invited me, but he invited me because God put it in his spirit to invite me. He ordered him to invite me because he wanted this message to come to be servant to you.
Yeah.
It's time for us as children of the Most High God. Whatever you're going through, the Bible says that we are to rejoice.
That's right.
I don't care what you're going through.
Right.
You are to rejoice. Amen. And you know what he told me? He said, laugh at the devil. Laugh at the devil. When sickness knock on my door, he says, 19, I told you to laugh at the devil. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When my children misbehave, he said, Maxine, I told you to laugh at the devil. When our finances get low, hallelujah, and look like we can't put any food on our table or pay our bills, he said, laugh at the devil. Children of God, we got to start doing what the word tells us to do.
Amen.
You want the victory? I told my daughters in Christ, I said, I thank God. I said, I've been saved ever since 1969.
Thank you,
Jesus. I haven't went back on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I don't plan to go back on the Lord.
All right.
He has kept me. I can truly say, the Lord has kept me.
Amen.
And people say they can't do it. The Lord can't keep it. That's a lie from the devil. God has kept me. And my footsteps were ordered by him. Hallelujah. And if my parents were here to stay, they would tell you, I lived in church. Amen?
Amen.
I lived in church. I would catch the bus to go to church.
Yeah.
I would get up in the morning, get dressed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I would ride the bus whether I was sick or whether I was well. And I would go to the household of faith. And I would stay there until some of my family members would come at night, because I didn't have no car. And we would be in the evening service. Amen. And we would praise and worship God. Amen. And we would see the hand of God just moving throughout, healing people, delivering people, and setting people free. Hallelujah. And I never forget my daddy said to us, me and my sister, say, y'all live in the church. Say, you might as well take your bed and move. And that was true. But God was instilling his word within us.
Yes.
That he could be a servant for him.
God.
And I thank and praise God, because I was the youngest and the most spiciest of them all. But when it came down to the things of God, they knew, amen, praise God, that I was going to tell them truth. And to this day, I have my brothers and sisters, if they need to know something, they'll call me. Because they know I'm going to tell them truth.
That's right.
Amen.
God is. Amen.
Yes.
And little children, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Amen.
For this is right.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And he said he gave you a promise. And you know what that promise was? That if you listen and you obey your parents in the Lord, that you're going to live on this earth. Amen. A long time.
A long time.
I am 75 going on 76. But guess what? It was another family member. My mother lived to be 100. And it was another family member. She just passed away. She lived to be 101. Why? Because they obeyed their parents in the Lord. Obey your parents. You might think that they are leading you wrong, but they are leading you right.
Yeah.
Obey them. And trust in the Lord.
Yes.
With all your heart.
Yes.
And lead not to your own understanding.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want you to give me that testimony. I hope it was a blessing to you.
Yes.
Because it blessed me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And that
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what we need to hear. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God, Jesus. Praise the Lord God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels are before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you. Breakthrough, whatever the word, Jehovah, the angel.
The Lord God is a breakthrough. Hallelujah. There have been some walls and some barricades and some kind of obstruction in the lives of folks. We just get them more cautious and ask them on what they can. God decrees and declares breakthrough Sunday. Breakthrough Sunday. Victory in the camp, hallelujah. Victory in the camp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.